If you have a red letter edition of the Bible, you'll notice that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are filled with red letters. But once you get to the rest of the New Testament, they become rare, except in our text from the epistle today, when Jesus says, "My grace is sufficient to you, for power is made perfect in weakness." And this is all the more believable, I think, because Paul is not telling us he's getting the answer that he prayed for, but he gets the answer to his prayer that he needs. He prays for whatever the thorn in his flesh is to be removed 3 times. And Jesus' "no" is a powerful proverb. "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." Paul probably intentionally does not explain what that thorn of his flesh is. Is it his eyesight, as many postulate? Is it chronic pain or illness? Or is it a person or a group of people that were verbally attacking him and his character? He wants us to think about what that thorn could be, so that we might be able to relate to his struggle. He wants us to think about what is plaguing us. What happens when we face setbacks and discouragement in our journey? What is that thorn, that annoying splinter just beneath the surface of the skin? So close to getting it out, you can see it. What you've worked patiently at for hours to remove, but will stubbornly not come out. We've prayed once, twice, 3 times, 4, 100 times perhaps. Is it a physical condition? Is it a person who's toxic in your life, criticizing, attacking you? Or is it a change within your own soul or spirit that you are desperate for? Has it driven us to despair? And do we ask, "Why me?" like Paul seems to in our text. Or just as Jesus does on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" This is a deep and dark place to be, but thanks be to God that we have a Savior that knows this place. And we have an apostle that knows this place. Do we think that God is punishing us? "What did I do to deserve this?" we might ask. "Are the sins of my youth haunting me?" We may feel that those troubles are evidence that God is not with us, but rather absent and silent. And this is what I love about Paul's vulnerability and his authenticity in his text, what he writes to us today. He's saying that he had a huge setback in his life, a struggle and doubt, even as an apostle. He shares with us how God answers his prayer, but not how he wanted him to answer his prayer. "My grace is sufficient for you, Paul, for power is made perfect in weakness." This beautifully parallels our gospel reading that we heard earlier, how Jesus sends out his disciples. They go out empty. They go out with empty stomachs, empty bags, empty pockets. Jesus sends them out, not trusting their own resources, but in God, who will provide their every need. They see God's grace and power manifested in their emptiness. This is the same Jesus who began his ministry with the words, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." When we discover the poverty of our own resources, when we figure out that we cannot live life by our own strength, we've just begun to discover the power of God, His words tell us. Corrie ten Boom was a Dutch watchmaker during World War II. She observed how the Nazis who infiltrated her communities were taking Jews, arresting them, and sending them off to concentration camps. She saw the most evil and darkest side of humanity. She did not understand why God would allow such horrific things to happen. And in her book, Hiding Place, she tells her story of confronting demons not only outside and around her, but also within her. The Nazis around her were a constant threat, and her own personal journey was fraught with doubt about her own personal faith in Christ. She's one of my heroes, because in her powerlessness, she found a way to save many Jews from being arrested and being taken to concentration camps. Many lives were saved through this older watchmaker, through the power of God carried out through this faithful Christian woman who knew God's strength through her weakness. That's why she could say things like this that echo Jesus' words. You can never learn that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have. There is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Jesus says to Paul, to Corrie, to us, God's grace is sufficient for you, for His power is perfected in your weakness. It's sometimes in the darkness, in those dark epochs of our lives, where the light of Christ shines so brightly. There's nothing to compete with it. God is there. He's there to guide and sustain, to forgive, to release, and to strengthen us. He says to us, my intervention is enough to give you the strength that you need. I came from heaven to earth. I took on humanity. I was born for you. I lived with you. I was homeless for you and hungry and died for you. And I rose again from the dead for you. It is in your helplessness that I displayed my power and delivered my divine strength. It is in your vulnerability that you will find God's power all the more. There's no shame in us saying that we are powerless. I know what it is to be tried and tested by all things, Jesus says. It is there in your spiritual poverty that God's rich grace and power will most clearly be displayed. And so you and I can find comfort and contentment even in the midst of life's most difficult challenges because of Jesus. Because He is the one who humbled Himself by taking upon our troubles, our sins, our humanity in order to bring us the forgiveness of sins. And who rose from the dead to guarantee our eternal life and to deliver us His resurrected strength. Just as we discover the power of God through Jesus' humility and what appeared to be weakness on the cross of Calvary, so we discover the power of God in our lives through our humility, through our powerlessness, which is not just apparent, but real. Actual weakness and actual spiritual poverty. Because in our weakness, God is there to strengthen us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.